it's Friday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. And I thank you, Lord, for ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way by your Spirit today through this broadcast. And Lord, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, for the next 2 weeks on the broadcast, we are doing a powerful new series entitled, A Strong Spirit. And our foundation text here is in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14. And it says this, that the spirit of a man will sustain him in his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The Message Bible says a healthy spirit conquers adversity, but what can you do when the spirit is crushed? And so for these next 2 weeks on the broadcast, we're focusing on the importance of having a strong spirit. Now I want to jump right back into where we left off on yesterday's broadcast. And I want to go over there to Philippians chapter 4. And we will pick it up right where we left off on yesterday's broadcast. Now, one of the great benefits of having a strong spirit is that you get hardened to difficulties. When your spirit is strong, adversity does not affect you the way it would affect a person who is weak on the inside. You begin to get hardened to difficulties, to the place where you're not easily moved or easily affected by a negative circumstance or a negative situation. And we see this in the Apostle Paul's life in Philippians chapter 4. Now, he's writing the book of Philippians from prison. And so it's important you understand the context of that. Because he says in verse 11, he says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, let me go back up. Let's go back up to the beginning of that verse where he said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content. The word content means to be at peace and not disturbed by my present condition. At peace and not disturbed by my present condition. Now, friend, the ability to be content, no matter what the circumstance is, the ability to be content, no matter what's happening to you, no matter what's happening around you, this is the definition of being strong. What it means is that my circumstances don't affect me. They don't affect my peace. They don't affect my joy. They don't affect my faith. This is being strong. You know, friend, you've been there. I've been there. You wake up one morning and something doesn't go right. You get a flat tire or you go to iron. This is one of my pet peeves. You go to iron your whole shirt and then you get to the last section of the shirt and there's a stain on it. You know, some small thing like this happens and it throws us into a place where we have a bad attitude all day. We're upset or we're sad all day because something didn't go our way. Friend, that is being weak. Now, I'm not saying just experiencing the emotions is being weak, but yielding the emotions and letting them overtake you because of some small circumstance, some small situation, this is being weak. When you're strong, you've learned how to be at peace and not disturbed, no matter what's happening to you, no matter what's going on around you. Your joy is intact, your peace is intact, your faith is intact. And that's what the Apostle Paul was saying in this verse. He's saying, I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. He said, I know how to be full. I know how to be hungry. I know how to abound. I know how to suffer need. He said, no matter where I am, I still have my peace. I still have my joy. And I still have my faith. And he said, I learned how to do this. And so this is not where he started. And that should be an encouragement to you. That should be an encouragement to me. He didn't start there, but he got there. And friend, you may not be there today, but you can get there. And when you are like this, when you are unaffected by what's happening to you or what's going on around you, this is a sign that you're strong. In fact, he said, and this is a familiar verse to a lot of us, he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And that is the key right there. The reason he was able to be unaffected by his circumstances is because he was strong in his inner man. And he was strong in his inner man because he was being strengthened by God on the inside. And that enabled him to be content like this. Now let's go to Colossians chapter 1. And we looked at this at the end of yesterday's broadcast, but I was having to read it too fast, and we don't need to rush through this. These things are very important. One of the big benefits, again, to being strong on the inside is it hardens you to difficulties and enables you to persevere in difficulty. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11 says this, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. And so you're enduring, you're persevering, you're going through something, but you have your joy intact. I like the Living Bible. It says, we are praying too that you will be filled with his mighty, glorious strength so that you can keep on going no matter what happens, always full of the joy of the Lord. And friend, this is what is available to us through the strength of God, strengthening our inner man's. What is available to us is that we can persevere. How did that verse say? We can keep on going no matter what happens. We can be going through hell, but still have our faith and our peace and our joy, be content, be unaffected by what's happening to us, be unaffected by what's going on around us. This is what's available to us as believers when we are being strengthened on the inside. We're strong in our inner man because of the strength of God that's working in us. What? That we can go through it, but it doesn't affect us. We can be content. We can be at peace. We can be going through hell and nobody around us even know what's happening. Why? Because our peace is intact. Our joy is intact. Our faith is intact. This is what Jesus was talking about when it said in Isaiah 50 that he set his face like a flint. He set his face like a rock. This is the idea that when we're going through something, that we're so strong on the inside, we're able to set our face like a rock. And we said it with a smile on our face. I got my peace. I got my joy. I got my faith. And I'm not going to allow what's going on around me to affect me, to throw me into a place of despair, throw me into a place of sorrow. Friend, this is being strong. And one of the great benefits to being strong on the inside is you start to get hardened to difficulties like this. In fact, let me read you a verse in Isaiah 41. Verse 10, this is out of the Amplified Bible. It says, fear not, for there is nothing to fear. For I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. I want to read that to you again. I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. And see, when you're strong, you're hardened to difficulties. And that means difficulties just don't affect you the way they used to affect you. This is one of the benefits to being strong. You get hardened to difficulties, problems and adversities and bad reports and wrong thoughts and wrong feelings that used to just tear you up and throw you into a state of flux. Now, because you're strong on the inside, they just bounce off of you like they're nothing. You know, the Apostle Paul said this in Acts chapter 22. I'm sorry, I'm getting excited. Let me slow down. Acts chapter 20, verse 22. He said, "And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, except that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me, they await for me." What's he saying? I don't know what's going to happen to me, but the Holy Ghost is letting me know that ahead of me is bonds and afflictions, and he's talking about adversity. And listen to what he said. He said, "But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy." What did he say? None of these things move me. How can you say something like that when bonds and adversity is waiting for you? Because you're strong on the inside. You're strong in the inner man. Come on. I mean, so what? You iron the whole shirt and there's a little stain on it. What do you say? None of these things move me. Come on. You get into a little pressure financially. What do you say? None of these things move me. You got some symptoms on your body, or you get a bad report from the doctor. What do you say? None of these things move me. My good God is strengthening me on the inside. He's hardening me to difficulties, and these things are bouncing off of me because I'm being strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit in my inner man. Friend, this is the kind of life that you are capable of living when you actually get strong on the inside. Come on, say it with me right now. Say, none of these things move me. You might have every symptom of anxiety and depression today. What do you say? You say, none of these things move me. And you start rejoicing in the Lord your God. The only way you can say none of these things move me and actually mean it is as if you are strong on the inside. And so this is one of the big benefits that comes from being strong on the inside. You get hardened to difficulties. And friend, when you start handling your adversity like that, none of these things move me, what's going to happen is you'll get quick victories over a lot of the adversity that you face. You will, because you're strong, and instead of allowing the circumstances to throw you into flux and throw you into unbelief, when you're strong on the inside, you stay in faith. And faith is how you overcome. Faith is how you win. And so let's close out this week's broadcast by going over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's look at another verse there. Come on, friend. I don't know about you, but I'm interested at getting strong on the inside so that I can get hardened to difficulties. Doesn't mean I won't have difficulties. It just means that pressure, bad reports, negative circumstances just don't have the effect on me that they used to. They just don't affect me the way they once did because I'm stronger on the inside than I've ever been. Now, we see this again in Apostle Paul's life. And you can see that he tapped into the strength of God to the place where he was hardened to difficulties. Listen to what he said in 2 Corinthians. This is chapter 4, verse 8. This is humorous how hardened he is to difficulties. He said in verse 8 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he said, "We are troubled on every side." Now, we need to not just read past this too quickly where we're not laying hold of what's actually happened. He said, "We are troubled on every side." What does that mean? Trouble all around us. What would that look like in your life? It would be trouble in your marriage, trouble in your finances, trouble in your body, trouble with your job, trouble with your kid, trouble on every side. He said, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. He said, we are perplexed, but not in despair. Perplexed means we don't know where to go, we don't know what to do, and we don't have any resources, but not in despair. Despair means we're not hopeless. We're not without our faith. He said, we're persecuted, not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. We're down, but we're not out. Then in verse 17, he said this, for our light affliction is but for a moment. Now, I want you to hear what he called light affliction. He called trouble on every side light affliction. He called not knowing what to do, not knowing where to go, and not having any resources light affliction. He called being persecuted light affliction. He called being cast down light affliction. You can see that he is just hardened. He is so strong on the inside. He is just completely hardened to difficulties. I mean, stuff that people whine about today, the Apostle Paul probably chuckles about in heaven. You understand? He was hardened to adversity. He was hardened to what was happening to him. He was hardened to what was going on around him. So much so, he called it light affliction. He said, oh, trouble on every side. It ain't nothing. It ain't no big deal. Not knowing where to go, not knowing what to do, not having any resources. Oh, that ain't no big deal. That ain't no big deal. Oh, we're being persecuted. Yeah, they're trying to kill us every day. That ain't no big deal. That ain't no big deal. Oh, yeah, we're cast down. We've been thrown into prison. That ain't no big deal. We're not out. That's just light affliction. This is a man who was strong on the inside. This is a man who was big on the inside, and he was so strong on the inside that he got hardened to adversity, hardened to difficulties. And friend, here's the thing. If you tap into the strength of God the way he did, you can get hardened to difficulties the way he was, and you can overcome anything. You can get through anything. The reason he was that way was because he was strong in his inner man. See, he's operating out of his spirit. I mean, how can you say we're troubled on every side, we're perplexed, we're persecuted, we're cast down? How can you look at all that and say, that's light affliction? He's operating out of his spirit, and his spirit man is strong. And that's why he was able to be hardened to difficulties like that. That's why he was able to operate like that, because his spirit man was strong. He was strong on the inside, and he was strong on the inside because he had learned how to get involved in the laws that govern a strong spirit. And he kept his spirit man strong so that when adversity struck, he didn't faint. He didn't give in. He didn't cower. And that's why he wasn't defeated. That's why he ran his race. That's why he finished his course. That's why he kept the faith. That's why he got great rewards when he got to heaven with the Father. Why? It was all connected to the fact that his spirit man was so strong that he was prepared for adversity. He was ready for adversity. And when it came, he bared up under it and didn't cave in the midst of it. And he persevered and he pressed on and he was hardened to difficulties. And he enjoyed great victory in his life because of it. And come on, friend, God's no respecter of persons. If he would strengthen the Apostle Paul like that and enable him to live a life like that, if strength from God was available to the Apostle Paul like that, then it's available to you. It's available to me. And so we can tap into that just like he did, and we can live the way he lived. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you today that we can be strong on the inside and get hardened to difficulties. And Lord, it is our heart's desire to do this. It is our heart's desire to live this way. And so we're asking you for grace to do it. We're asking you for help to do it. We're asking you for wisdom of how to get so strong on the inside that adversity starts to bounce off of us. That things that used to affect us so negatively just don't have the same effect on us anymore. Father, we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast all of this week. Hey, I'm believing God with you, that you're going to start walking in these things, that you're going to get strong and stronger on the inside, that you're going to get hardened to difficulties, that you're going to bust through adversity, that you're going to overcome the enemy, that you're going to enjoy victory in your life. Praise the Lord. Now, here's the good news. Don't forget to come back next week, because we are continuing this series entitled A Strong Spirit. And on next week's broadcast, we're going to get into some things where we're going to be teaching you about the things that you need to do to have a strong spirit in your life, to cultivate a strong spirit. We're going to be discussing some of the laws that govern strength for your inner man. So make sure that you join us for next week's broadcast. We'll see you then.